Hey families, welcome to the third season of Into the Portal, an ongoing story for kids and parents from Elevation Church and eKids. This season, you'll hear a new tale of mystery, adventure, and intrigue, followed by questions for your family to answer together, related to the main topic of the episode. The goal of this podcast isn't just to tell an exciting story for both kids and parents to enjoy, but also to provide a chance for your family to engage in a discussion after the podcast is over and talk more about how God wants us to live. Our team hopes you enjoy this season of Into the Portal. See you on the other side.
Not used to that.
Used to what?
Used to the portal hurtling us into these worlds so
aggressively.
Yeah, that's the word. Aggressively and painfully. I think I hurt my arm.
This time was a bit more forceful than we're used to. I wonder if it's because of the world.
And my ankle. My neck feels weird too.
We need to figure out where we are though and why the portal star and bracelet brought us here. I'm not sure what world this is, but
I wonder how you know if your back is broken. I think my back might be broken.
In my... Dexter!
My butt.
What?
My butt hurts.
You're fine. Get up. We dropped into a jungle world I don't recognize, and we need to figure out why.
Okay, I'm getting up.
There are approximately 338 worlds with jungles on them, and then there are another 249 worlds that are entirely made up of jungle.
Hey, River. I think I need...
Looking at the types of trees these appear to be, I think I can narrow down our possibilities to about 100 possibilities. But I won't really be sure until...
River! Help! I can't!
We can get to a primary water source. Then I should be able to get within 10 possible worlds. I really wish...
River! Help!
Dex, I told you, you are fine.
Ah!
Oh my gosh! What's that around your legs? Is that a snake?
It's a vine! I'm being attacked by a vine! Help me!
Okay. Let me think.
There's not a lot of time for thinking right now. It's up to my chest.
What? No, it's... Oh my gosh, it's got me too. I don't know what kind of vines these are. What kind of vines attack people?
I saw a movie once where these wizard kids got trapped in vines. They made a bright light to make them let go. It was really cool. Maybe these vines are the same.
What?
We can make a bright light?
That's ridiculous. A light isn't going to do a thing. It's the middle of the day, and we're clearly still being attacked.
Whatever you do, do it fast. It's up to my shoulders. River, help!
Dex, I'm sorry. I don't know what to do.
What is...
What do we have here? Two kids? Don't you kids know the jungle's a dangerous place to play? There are cheetah men and wheel lizards and giant parrots that like to eat human legs. And, boy, you can't forget about the deadly octovines. They strangle you until you're barely alive and then suck you dry over years and years and years.
Sir, I think we're learning about the vines right now. Can you please help us?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you two do seem to be in some trouble. Not a fear. Slate Macklin is here. I've fought off the octovines hundreds of times. They tremble in my presence. I'm so well known in the jungle. Well, I remember a time...
Mr. Macklin, maybe you should tell us that story after you get us out of here.
Yeah, of course. It's quite easy. Actually, all you have to do is... And then... Voila!
Thanks, Mr... What was your name again?
Macklin. Slate Macklin. You've probably heard of me.
Sorry, no. We don't even know where we are. But thank you very much for saving us. What did you do?
Oh, well, you see, the octovine is a very ticklish plant. So all I had to do was get to the roots and give it a good old tickle. Works like a charm. Speaking of charms, I remember one time when I was wandering through the forests of...
Sorry to interrupt, but could you tell us where we are? I've narrowed it down to about 85 possibilities, but I'm not familiar with this jungle or the plant life. Here.
Well, I was going to get to that in my story, but you're in the lost jungle of Heartstone. It's very dark and dangerous.
Of course! The lost jungle of Heartstone! Dex, we're on Iazarion!
Oh, yeah, of course. Iacaporian. I knew that. I was just waiting for you to figure it out.
Right.
Ah, yeah, well, since you're all sorted now, I'll just be on my way. I'm very busy, you see, on an epic quest to,
Yeah, okay. Thanks again for your help.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Macklin. You really saved us.
Ah, well, it's just all in a day's work. I'm sort of a local legend in these parts. Playing the heroes a full-time...
Dex, let's take a look at the portal star and bracelet to see if we can figure out what direction we need to go.
Good plan.
Here it is. It's not buzzing like it did on Mira's world.
Oh, what's that you got there, little girl?
Oh, you're still here? And my name is River, not little girl.
River. Yeah, my apologies. Yeah, that's a beautiful name. I'm simply interested in that stone you're holding. It looks like something I've been searching for a long time.
Well, this is the portal star, and it's not from this world, so I doubt you've been looking for this stone.
Oh, no, of course not. It only looks similar, like a sister stone, if you will. I'm on a quest to find the heart of the jungle.
The heart of the jungle? That sounds cool. Are you on a treasure hunt? Are you like Indiana Jones?
Well, I've never heard of this Indiana person, but he must be an amateur. Not a highly renowned professional treasure seeker like myself. I've been looking for the heart of the jungle for 5 years. So close now I can taste it. If I can acquire it, I will become the most powerful man.
Powerful?
Powerful? Did I say powerful? I meant pronounceable. I will be the most pronounced name in treasure seeker history. Because I will have obtained the heart of the jungle and placed it into a museum where it belongs. Because... Yeah, that is what good treasure seekers do. They collect beautiful treasure and then give it away for people to stare at for 5 seconds and then walk away and forget about it. They certainly don't keep it for themselves to become rich and powerful rulers or anything.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Mr. Macklin, that sounds so cool. I want to be a treasure seeker. What's the coolest thing you've ever found? Was it hard to get? Did you have to battle more Octavines or something worse?
Well, you see, young...
Dex. My name is Dex. Or actually, it's Dexter. But Dex for short. You're the most famous treasure hunter I've ever met.
Dex, you literally didn't know who he was 2 minutes ago.
Little girl, you don't know what you're talking about. Dex, I'd love to teach you everything I know. Why don't you two come with me on my quest? It'll be good training for you, Dex.
I'm not a little... girl.
That sounds awesome! River, come on! We could use the help navigating the jungle anyways, and the portal star isn't giving us much direction. So, let's go with Mr. Macklin and help him find the heart of the jungle.
I don't know.
It's okay if you're scared, little girl. Being an awesome treasure hunter isn't for everyone.
My name is River!
I'm sure he is.
Come on, River. Where else are we going to go?
Fine. We'll go with Mr. Macklin for now. I guess we could use some tips on how to survive in this jungle.
Well, as a professional adventurer, I have all the tips. Let me tell you about the time I fought off a pack of were-lizards with nothing more than my bullwhip and a box of matches. It was a hot day, the hottest day in hundreds of years. I was about to run out of water when...
There's something about this guy I don't like.
What? He's so cool. And he did save us.
Yeah, I know. But he just seems rather full of himself, you know?
He's just trying to help us be better prepared to survive in the jungle. I like him.
Of course you do. Look, I'm just saying we should still try to figure out why the portal star brought us to Irizarion.
I shook off my delirium and made myself as quiet as possible.
Then what did you do?
Well, I crept through the hordes of were-lizard bodies, holding my breath. But then, suddenly...
Dex, watch your step.
What are you talking? Oh, well, this is bad. I'm stuck. Why am I stuck?
It looks like you've walked right into some sort of quicksand tar pit thing. I actually don't know what this is.
Ah, yeah. The dreaded flaming pits of perishing. The Cheetahmen build these pits to catch their prey. The poor animal gets stuck. And then eventually the pit catches on fire and cooks the animal up to nice fire-roasted perfection. And then the Cheetahmen just come by to collect their already prepared meal. It's quite innovative, actually. But it's definitely bad news for you.
Why? Can't you get him out? Aren't you a professional treasure seeker? Surely you know how to escape a pit of perishing.
Well, of course I know how to escape. But the problem with these pits is you never know exactly when they'll catch fire. It could be in a few hours or in the next few seconds. Quite exciting, really.
What? I don't want to catch on fire. Please, Mr. Macklin, show us how to get out.
Don't you worry, my dear boy. Slate Macklin is on the job. Now, let me see here. Ah, yeah. Here's my whip. I'm going to toss it out to you. Grab hold, and I'll pull you out.
Okay, hurry.
There you go. Grab hold.
I've got it. Pull me out. Keep pulling. I'm almost out. Oh, that was a close one.
All in a day's work, young Dex. You'll have to learn how to get yourself out if you want to be a true treasure seeker. I'll remember when I first got started.
Guys, maybe we should keep moving before the cheetah people show up looking for their dinner.
Cheetah men, little girl. These are called cheetah men. But you do have a good point. Let's keep moving. We're almost there anyways.
Where is there?
The temple which holds the heart of the jungle.
Awesome.
And then I pulled out my trusty whip, used it to swing across the moat of mystery and saved the day.
Wow, that is so cool. River, did you hear that?
Yes, Dex, I heard that. He practically shouted it to the whole jungle.
Yeah, I know. I'm quite impressive. But we'll have to save my next story for later.
Oh, man, why?
Because, young Dex, we're here.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Into the Portal. Now, we want to provide your family with the chance to talk about one of the main themes from today's episode. This month, in our kids' ministry at Elevation Church, we're learning about life-saving spiritual disciplines. You just heard Dex and River seeking help and guidance from the Portal Star, from Slate Macklin, and really from whoever could hear them. But the truth is, when we really need help, there's only one person we can always talk to. Here's our question for your family. What is prayer? Do you think prayer has the power to change things? Parents, lead the way by answering the question first. Then encourage your kids to answer. Then, this weekend, make it a priority to see what Elevation Church is doing by visiting one of our many locations or by checking us out online at elevationchurch.online. See you on the next episode of Into the Portal.